I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. U.S. and Iraqi forces are trying to crush militant groups such as al-Qaeda in Iraq. The Americans and Iraqis have succeeded in many parts of the country, but not all. For example, the carnage is rising in the northern Iraqi city of Mosul. Yesterday, 11 people died during a U.S. raid on a house there. The BBC's Hugh Sykes in Baghdad got details from a U.S. military spokesman.
The Americans were looking for a wanted man, as they put it, and they went to a house in Mosul, in an area of Mosul which is known to be a stronghold still of al-Qaeda in Iraq. And when they arrived there, they say that they came under fire from people inside the house, and they returned fire, and there was a gunfight. And during the gunfight, they say, somebody inside the house detonated a suicide vest, and 11 people died, including 3 children, 3 women, and 5 alleged insurgents.
The place where this happened, Mosul, has been talked about as one of the last centers of the insurgency in Iraq. Is that your feeling as well?
I think that's a bit of an exaggeration. Mosul is a very difficult place. There is a lot of activity there by al-Qaeda, and there are many raids almost every day against suspected al-Qaeda members in Mosul. But Diyala province, Mosul is in Nineveh, Diyala province, closer to Baghdad, contains the town Bakuba, which is frequently in the news because of al-Qaeda activity there as well. The Americans and the Iraqi forces tell me they believe that al-Qaeda are on the run. And an essential ingredient in all this, in particular in Anbar, is the Awakening Councils, which consists of people who used to be unashamedly fighters, resistance fighters, as they would regard themselves, with al-Qaeda against the American occupation. So that's the background to the progress that has been made against al-Qaeda here, but the battle against them is absolutely not finished yet.
Well, Hugh, as you mentioned, the Awakening Councils, these quote-unquote sons of Iraq, have now started being shifted from the U.S. payroll, because they're being paid for their allegiance, to the Iraqi payroll. There were some predictions of discontent over that transition. I wonder if you can tell us how it's going now so far.
Important to say, Lisa, that the Awakening Councils are not exclusively Sunni. There are Shia Awakening Councils as well. And I went to a district of Baghdad last week where Sunni and Shia Awakening Councils were together celebrating with great trumpets and drumming in the streets a concrete wall that had divided their communities being lifted apart, because each side had realized that the alliances that they had had, the Sunni alliance with al-Qaeda that we've spoken about, and the Shia alliances in some cases with the Mahdi army, weren't doing them any good at all. So the people were coming back together again underneath these awakening leaders. This transition is difficult. It's not just about the money. If the Iraqi Defense Department continued to pay all the Awakening members their money, that should be okay. The difficulty arises because the intention, the plan, is to absorb only 20% approximately of the Awakening fighters into the Iraqi army and into the police. That's about 20,000 men. That will leave about 80,000 men armed with nothing to do, quite possibly, but stay at home, continue to be paid. The authorities hope that they will accept training for civilian jobs. But out in communities where the Awakening Councils are active, protecting the community, I have heard in 3 different districts of Baghdad that these young men, many of them, are very unlikely to accept that. They've got status. They've got dignity in the community. People look up to them. If suddenly they're seen not to be in their Awakening uniforms, not to be part of the armed forces that are protecting the community, there's a great chance, one Awakening leader said to me, that al-Qaeda might recruit them back, that, as he put it, they may do bad things again, like before.
The BBC's Hugh Sykes in Baghdad. Thank you, Hugh.
Thanks, Lisa.